May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 263. Jesus, the glorious head of grace, knows every saint's peculiar case, what sorrows by their souls are borne, and how for sin they daily mourn. Hymn 263.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. Let us turn this evening to read in the book of Psalms, Psalm 117 and 118. Psalm 117 and 118. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, because his mercy endureth for ever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth for ever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth for ever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go in them, into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. May the Lord bless unto us each his holy and sacred word. May he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, eternal and almighty Lord God, Lord, thou art sovereign and rulest in all things of the heaven and upon the earth. How great, Lord, is thy being. We cannot comprehend it. And Lord, what are we, that thou shouldst be mindful of us, even us here, gathered together here this night. Lord, we are guilty sinners, and transgress thy holy law continually day by day. For Lord, we are sold under sin. And we cannot do that of ourselves, which is right in thy sight. And yet, Lord, thou hast made that wondrous, gracious promise that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, in the name of Jesus, there thou, Jesus, art in the midst of them. O Lord, come. Make thyself known in our midst here this night, and in each of our hearts. Lord, we've been filled with so many other things in the busy scenes of life during the course of a day. But Lord, we now thank thee that we are able to come and meet together here in this place. Separate, Lord, from all that is outside these walls. And we pray thou wilt separate us from all that will crowd into our hearts and minds whilst we are found here, that would hinder us in our true worship of thee. Lord, do come. Rule our hearts. Reveal Christ in us through thy Holy Spirit, and so may we be able to look up, drawn by affection, the word of truth, that in Christ there is room for sinners such as we. Oh, for in and through him and that shed blood there is sufficient grace to blot out all transgressions, and to love us freely, to make us one with Christ Jesus. Lord, may this truth fill our hearts and minds as we are gathered here this night. Oh, how small and how vain are earthly things compared to it. And yet, Lord, we are given over to our earthly hearts, for we are of the flesh, earthy. And we come so far short of the glory of God. Lord, do forgive our many sins. Do blot out all our iniquities. And may we know the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost given to us. Lord, may we have that cause for rejoicing day by day. May we know, Lord, thy felt presence. Lord, that witness within us that we are born of God and our treasure is above. Lord, that is our supplication this night. And oh, may there be something, Lord, in thy word this night that thou wilt apply in power to each one of our hearts. Lord, do give us understanding by thy Holy Spirit into thy word of truth. May we know what sinners we are and what a righteous, gracious Saviour thou art. O Lord, to call upon thee that art precious, because, Lord, thou hast caused us to believe. Those believing views of Jesus, that precious gift of faith, oh, in exercise to look upon him whom we have pierced, and to mourn as we have sung, Lord, over our sins and after thee. But oh, to know that blessed fountain, open for sin and unclean, beneath which sinners are plunged and lose their guilty stain. Lord, may each of us here this night be amongst those to know our Jesus crucified, to by far excel all things beside. Lord, remember those unable to be here this night, who would be here if they could. Lord, maybe some are detained through ill health, sickness, some affliction. Oh, we do commend them, Lord, to thee. Lord, be gracious to them and grant, oh, could it be thy will, thy healing touch. Maybe those, Lord, detained by a duty, their business, their responsibilities. Oh, Lord, do give them wisdom and grace in all those matters. And when they attend this thy house, Lord, do bless them abundantly with the sound of thy voice. Lord, be with those younger in years, perhaps those, Lord, doing their schoolwork, even this night. Lord, help them in it. Give them wisdom and understanding to do their best. And Lord, to give them as much success as is good for them. Remember the little ones, the babes. Oh Lord, we commend them to thee. Lord, may they grow in health, in strength. Lord, maintain it to them. Lord, if there's any cause for concern regarding their health and strength, oh, do hear the prayers of parent and loved ones. For Lord, thou art the good physician. Thou canst heal in body and also in spirit. And Lord, we pray those little ones may grow to be the true sheep of thy pasture, now the lambs of thy fold, surrounded by thy loving arms, thy tender care, and kept safe from all evil, from harms, and from dangers. Lord, we do commend each one to thee. And Lord, the church here in this place, Lord, we commend them to thee also. Oh, be in all their prayerful exercises. And Lord, do grant a gracious prosperity. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, where thou hast added to the church of recent times. Lord, may there be many more constrained to testify of what thou hast done for their soul. The gospel unto them in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. O Lord, we pray for thy blessing upon the preached word here. Lord, we pray that it will be with signs following. Lord, those confirmations to the needy soul, those helps by the way to those that feel their weakness, and those with many fears. A strengthening, Lord, of faith. Lord, a quickening word to those that are dead in trespasses and in sin. An awakening word to those that sleep. Lord, a guiding, directing word to those that feel lost, or they have quite mistook the way. And a word in power, Lord, to those that have gone far off and wandered from the ways of God. O Lord, thou knowest the need. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt apply thy word through the preaching of the gospel, that many are brought to submit unto thy righteousness, and to declare thy righteousness only. O Lord, we do pray for each one of the congregation. Lord, do bless them abundantly. And Lord, may they know the true sound of thy voice through the application of thy word. Hear the prayers, Lord, of each one. And Lord, maybe the prayer is this: be not silent to me, lest I become like them that go down into the pit. O Lord, do speak this night, could it be thy will, through thy holy word. We pray, Lord, for all those that thou hast called to preach the gospel. Lord, do help them in these dark, evil days to be faithful and true, to declare the whole counsel of God. Lord, help those in their pastorates, those in the itinerant ministry. O Lord, there's an itinerant ministry here, and thou hast used it. O Lord, if it is thy will, Lord, do grant a settled ministry. Lord, that there be the feeding of the souls under the sound of one whom thou doth call and plant here. And oh, may it all adown to thine honour and glory. Lord, we pray for those whom thou hast recently constrained into the way of the ministry. Help them. Lord, do stand by them and speak through them, and use them to the honour and glory of thy name. Lord, we confess our sins before thee and the sins of our nation. Lord, how guilty and black and vile we must be in thy holy sight, only fit, Lord, to be cast out. Lord, as a nation forgetful of thy many mercies, which we have been granted over centuries. O Lord, how deep is our guilt. And Lord, the enemy of the truth rises up, and not only seeks its own will and the freedom to do it, but to cause their influence to be within the churches. Lord, that thy name and thy word be desecrated. Lord, constraining the church to abide by the evil laws of the land. O Lord, do not let it come to pass. Lord, we pray thou wilt overturn, we humbly beseech thee. Hear the prayers of thy people, those who fear and tremble, those who sigh and cry for the abominations done in our land. And Lord, do give wisdom to our government, to our parliament, that the voting, Lord, regarding the redefinition of marriage, may uphold the sacred truth as we have in thy word, the heavenly pattern of that bond, sacred bond, union between the man and the woman, as between Christ and the church. O Lord, we humbly beseech thee, let us not go the way of many other nations, even other nations in Europe. O Lord, keep us separate from those things. Lord, we are not worthy of the least of thy mercies, but Lord, we need them. And we need them now this night, Lord, as we are gathered here. Remember us, Lord, we pray. Help us in the singing of the hymns. May they be prayer and praise from our hearts. And, O Lord, do hear and answer every prayer that has been put up to thee before this service. Hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, do forgive. We ask it all in the name of Jesus and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 238. With melting heart and weeping eyes, my guilty soul for mercy cries. What shall I do, or whither flee, to escape the vengeance due to me? Hymn 238.
complete dependence upon our Lord, that he may own and bless his own sacred word to us. This night I would ask your prayerful attention by way of a text to Psalm 118 and the first verse. Psalm 118, verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. The first verse of Psalm 118. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Both these psalms which we read this evening are psalms of praise, psalms of thanksgiving unto a holy God. And the exhortation is to praise the Lord, to give thanks unto the Lord. David on one occasion said this: I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, dear friends, if you are the same as I am, we're not always in that frame, are we? Perhaps very rarely in that frame, to give full praise and thanks unto God as we should. That is because we're of the earth, earthy, and we're so easily given over to unbelieving fears. We are finite. We are born in sin, in nature's darkness, and we cannot perceive matters as the Lord God Almighty does. All things are in his hand, yet how often we are given to unbelief because we do not perceive it ourselves. In our daily lives, we're given over, aren't we, daily to the common tasks of life. We're given over to our duties and responsibilities which we must attend to. Why we have to labour? Because the Lord hath declared it. Man shall eat bread by the sweat of his face. Even a woman, through judgment, has labour in childbearing. Dear friends, it's the fruit of sin. And everything that we get involved in day by day. Dear friends, how it is surrounded without and infected within by sin. It's at our home, with our families, in our own selves, in the business. Dear friends, there's so much, isn't there, that crowds in, which causes those unbelieving fears to rise up, that we cannot give praise or any thanksgiving unto God. Perhaps some of you are in such a frame tonight. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Dear friends, I'm preaching as much to myself tonight as I am to you. The younger children, the children at school. There's so many things arise there, don't they? And we have, no matter what we are, whatever our age, whatever our circumstances, oh, these matters arise that cause us disappointments, troubles, anxieties. And we have those pressing cares, and we fear the worst. Because things do not work out as we believe they should. We have our own thoughts. We have our own feelings. We have our own paths, a way of life which we believe should be the way we should go. And when it doesn't happen like that, then, dear friends, our heart becomes disheartened, becomes cast down. And on top of those things, we may have other things crowded in at the same time. Maybe sicknesses, injuries, diseases, griefs and sorrows. Maybe the enemy rises up in persecution and so on and so forth. Dear friends, the child of God is not exempt from that. We may say the child of God is more troubled in these ways than those who are not believers. For Asaph looked on the way of believers, and he saw how better their way was than his. They seemed to have more than heart could wish. There was no bands in their death, and he desired to go their way. And dear friends, we can so easily think, can't we, that another person's ways are better than ours. Now, this is our own earthly sinful nature within us, isn't it? What gives rise that we cannot give heed aright as we should to these exhortations. To give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Why, we perhaps can't see any mercy. We cannot see any good. You know, we have several cases in the scripture. We think of godly Hezekiah. When Sennacherib came against him, Hezekiah did what he could in strengthening Jerusalem. Very wise in cutting off the water from outside, yet still may letting it come into the city. But he knew he had got no power against that great king, Sennacherib, in a natural sense. And whilst he was under the threat of Sennacherib, Isaiah came and told him regarding his sickness that it was unto death. But dear friends, I'm sure Hezekiah in that day could not give thanks unto God for his goodness and for his mercy. And Jacob, in his pathway, when he said, all these things are against me, he lost his beloved son Joseph, the one he loved the most. Dear friends, the Lord knows how to deal with us, doesn't he? Poor Jacob had lost Joseph. His own other sons, oh, how they grieved him in their activities. Now there was the famine. Now they'd returned his sons from Egypt without Simeon. All these things are against me. And he thought, oh, as he thought of the loss of Benjamin, that if they were to go and get more food, which was needful, they would have to take Benjamin with them. He would lose him also. He thought he would come down with sorrow to the grave. I'm sure with Jacob at that time there was no giving of thanks. There was no observing of any mercy of the Lord. Or even David himself. It was David, wasn't it, who said, I will bless the Lord at all times. He will give praise continually unto God. different. Perhaps you've had a season like that in your life. I know I have. Oh, when the Lord drew near and the Lord granted a blessing. Oh, we could sing the praises all day long, couldn't we? We never thought we would stop. But it wasn't very long before it was a different matter. It was with David. I shall one day perish by the hand of Saul in the wilderness. A rejecting of the word of God and the promise of God unto him. Oh, David came to a low place, didn't he, of unbelieving fears. Well, dear friends, what do we find regarding those three? I've just mentioned three, there are others. All came to prove that the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. In spite of their fears, in spite of their low state, the Lord was yet mindful of them. And he did deliver them in the Lord's time, in the Lord's way. And it was in such a way that it was profitable for their souls. Well, we read in Psalm 136, don't we? Again and again it's repeated, for the Lord, for his mercy, the Lord's mercy, endureth forever. He is mindful of his own people. And as we come to the end of that Psalm 136, the psalmist says, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. Our low estate. Dear friends, what a wonderful thing it is. The Lord knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. Of the earth, earthy. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's all our earthly being is, isn't it? It will one day return to the earth. We brought nothing into this world. We carried nothing out of it. We shall carry nothing out. Oh, but the Lord's mercy endureth forever. He remembers his people. He knows them that are his. And the foundation of God standeth sure. But dear friends, we perhaps spend more of our time like another psalmist, who under the troubles he was in meditated upon his own self. It seems to be he came to night and he could not sleep and thought upon all the troubles that were upon him. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Dear friend, that seems to be soul trouble, doesn't it? You know, dear friends, to a child of God, providential troubles, providential adversaries, adversities, they will be linked, won't they, spiritually, to the exercise of your soul. Oh, if I'm a sinner saved by grace, would it be like this with me now? Where's the exercise of my faith? Where's my trust? All these things are against me. Could only say what poor Jacob said. And you believe you'll come in sorrow down to the grave. You'll never see deliverance. The psalmist said, thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot sleep. Dear friends, it must have been just thinking of Jacob a little bit more as he comes to me. Oh, the blessings he had had. When he came back from Padan Aram, he said, with my rod I passed over this brook, and now I've become three bands. He declared he wasn't worthy of the least of the Lord's mercies. And yet all the Lord had provided for him. And the promise the Lord had given him that he would return. And the Lord would be with him whithersoever he went. And the deliverance he had from his brother Esau. Dear friends, all that what the Lord had bestowed upon him seemed to have gone, seemed to have been lost. I shall come down in sorrow to the grave. Oh, what was the purpose of all those things? You know, dear friends, the people of God, that you may well have these experiences. And this psalmist here in Psalm 77, meditating upon these things in his own heart, he said, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. Pause. Think on those things. Dear friends, are those the cries of any of you here? In circumstances you're in today, perhaps you can look back. There have been those blessings. There has been the good hand of God upon you. Oh, but now you're in a dark place. You're in the depths. Spiritually and providentially. There were six questions there, weren't there? I'd like to look at those as six questions from Monday to Saturday, the 6 days of the week. One going about one's business, one in the midst of everything one has to do. Oh, how these things crowd upon us, don't they? But we don't find a seventh one. Or we find the psalmist going on to say, I will remember the works of the Lord. All these questions, these doubts, these fears. This is my infirmity. I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. The right hand. Dear friends, that right hand is the hand of the Lord's power. It's the hand of his saving grace. I will uphold thee, doesn't he say to his people, with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, I'll remember the works of the Lord. I will meditate upon all thy work. Talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. The place where the word of God is declared. The place where there's that worship of the Lord in spirit and in truth. The place where there's the revelation of the word through the Lord says, I will bless thee out of Zion, that glorious sanctuary. Oh, dear friends, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. There is still that place of blessing in spite of all your many fears. And there is that time, like it was with Asaph, wasn't it? Asaph came again into the sanctuary. And the Lord revealed himself to him. He felt his way was with the wicked. Of course, it was so much easier for them. But he was taught the end of the wicked. How dreadful that was. Far worse than his actual felt pathway upon this earth. And our pathway upon this earth is but for a moment compared to eternity. And then it'll be forever. Oh, the solemn judgment. And it drew him to cleave unto the Lord. Oh, to meditate, says the psalmist. This is, I think, is a psalm of Asaph. Yes, it's a psalm of Asaph. I will meditate of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Dear friends, in spite of his unbelieving fears, oh, he was given that grace, he was given that spirit to look back, to consider the things of God who changes not, and to realize and know his mercy endureth forever, that his time was in the Lord's hand, the Lord knew the way that he was taking, and in that end like Jezekiah, like Jacob, like David, he would be delivered. He that had helped him hitherto would help him all his journey through. And that's the ground, isn't it, for the giving of thanks. He's ever the same. He's ever merciful. Dear friends, if you can look back like that psalmist, you can look back over your life and you can see the evidences of the good hand of the Lord upon you, those times of blessing, those times of answered prayer. Dear friends, what does it bring you to conclude? It's of the Lord's mercies that you are not concealed. Because amidst all that goodness of the Lord, you can see all your evil, all your sins, all your unbelief, all that which is of your own self. And the Lord has not dealt with you, hasn't poured out all his wrath upon you. He hasn't dealt with you after your sins, nor rewarded you according to your iniquities. Oh, you may have known the chastening of the Lord. But as the psalmist said here in Psalm 118, he hasn't given you over unto death. It was David, wasn't it? What a sinner David was. And in that low state of having to flee from his own son Absalom, when Absalom tried to usurp him, dear friends, what a low state David came into. We don't read David was praising the Lord then. But dear friends, during the course of that fleeing away, we have that lovely song, those lovely words, that when I awake, thou art still with me. I am still with thee, sorry. When I awake, I am still with thee. The Lord's presence was still with him in that time of affliction, and he believed it to be so. And that's the mercy through David was not consumed, wasn't it? The Lord was there still in the midst of that trouble, a very present help in trouble. It's on this ground, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Oh, those precious promises of his to his people, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. It's our sinful heart, isn't it, and our own being that doubts his presence, that concludes the Lord is no longer mindful of us. Oh, you think of those disciples when they went across the sea. They were toiling in rowing. They hadn't made much headway, had they? It was all dark. They were going in the way the Lord would have them to go. He'd commanded them to pass over to the other side, to get in that boat while he went up into the mountain to pray. They couldn't see him. They were in trouble. But he saw them in rowing. His eye was ever upon them. They were never out of his sight. Those waves and those storms could not destroy them. They could not take away their life. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Dear friends, it's through the Lord's faithfulness that we're here tonight. Not having dealt with us as we deserve. I felt very much compelled on the Lord's Day to speak my own people very solemnly about righteousness. The righteousness that is of the law. You know, dear friends, the Lord does not judge, weighing up one's righteousnesses against one's iniquities, to see if one is more than the other, and so give a judgment accordingly. The righteousness of God under the law is this: Is there one sin? Is there at once a blemish? Is there one deviation from my righteous law? And if there's just one taint of deviation from that law, it's the same judgment as if you've transgressed the whole lot of it. Oh, judge not that ye be not judged. Are we ready to judge, aren't we? And yet we ourselves, under the same judgment, guilty. And yet the Lord has not judged us, although judgment will begin at the house of God. That's very solemn, isn't it? We've got nothing to trust in of ourselves, have we? Got no righteousness, is it at all? It's only of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. And it's only because that mercy endureth forever that we are not consumed. What is mercy? Mercy is deliverance from the due punishment we deserve for transgression of the law. And mercy is that we receive which we do not deserve. And yet this God of grace, of love immense, how free his favours to dispense. Oh, dear friends, that we should come into a true knowledge of this mercy of God. You know, often when we consider the mercy of God, in our own finite selves, we look at earthly things, earthly blessings. And we have much, don't we, to thank the Lord for his goodness to us. The Lord is good. Oh, look at what we possess this day. Look at the favours that have been bestowed upon us. None of us are in poverty or in need, really, are we? We have an abundance. We've had our peace. We've had safety. We go about our daily duties and responsibilities, and we fear very little what harm may come to us. And we expect this and we expect that, and we can plan for this and we can scheme for that. And dear friends, it is right to give thanks unto the Lord for his good hand, his providential mercies upon us. Especially where the scripture says, having food and raiment, let us be content. Oh, the Lord is good to bestow those upon us. He knoweth what we have need of, and he's promised to give it. Oh, that lovely Sermon on the Mount concerning the part of it where he speaks of the fowls of the air, how they are fed. They toil not, and the flowers as well, how they're clothed, they toil not. Neither do they spin. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these, and the feeding of the fowls of the air, ye are much more value than many sparrows. And he bestows, in spite of our many sins, the supply of our need. But you know, dear friends, we need to know more of his mercy than that. Those are temporal mercies, aren't they? That which we have need whilst we have breath in our bodies. But our body will one day perish. Our breath one day will cease. The scripture speaks of the Lord's great goodness. His great goodness which he hath laid up for them which fear him. The great goodness of God laid up for them that fear him. Where is it laid up? It's laid up in heaven. How is it that it is laid up in heaven? Through the gift of the blessed, holy, divine Son of God, who came to shed his blood, give his life, a ransom for many, to pay the price of all these many sins which afflict us daily. to overcome the power of Satan, which rules our heart so much, to blot out all our transgressions, to remember our sins no more, that he be made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, not our righteousness, but his perfect righteousness, to be complete in him. Oh, that great goodness and mercy which endureth forever, not just whilst our breath remains in our body, but when that's finished, when that ceases, and our spirit returns to God who gave it. And there before the judgment seat, to be found perfectly righteous, perfectly righteous, through the blood of Jesus. Dear friends, the meditation of him shall be sweet, won't it? Under the influence of the Spirit, which rightly teaches us these things. Dear friends, it's when we know that, we can come and say, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy, it endureth forever. I'm a dreadful sinner. I ever am. I'm getting no better. In fact, you feel yourself to get worse. Dear friends, you'll be a sinner, felt sinner, to your dying day. That hymn we started with tonight, a hymn we often used to sing years ago when my deacon, Mr. Christian, used to give out. Jesus, the glorious head of grace, knows every saint's peculiar case. What sorrows by their souls are borne, and how for sin they daily mourn. They are blessed on earth, because it is by grace they see and know their mournful case. It's the Lord's grace unto them. They found grace in his eyes. He's granted the gift of his Spirit. He's reproved, convinced them of sin. They see and know their mournful case. Blessed mourners. These are the ones for whom Christ came. The poor, the needy. They shall shortly rise to endless comfort in the sky. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. The psalmist here gives some of his experiences, doesn't he? He speaks how he was in distress. He speaks how he feared man. He speaks how nations compassed him about to destroy him. Dear friends, whatever his distress was, in the midst of that distress, perhaps he could not give thanks unto the Lord. But he called upon the Lord in his distress. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. What mercy. And thou shalt glorify me. Why is that? Because his mercy endureth forever. He's good. Never none of us deserve the Lord's mercies, do we? We're great transgressors. But he hears the cries of the poor and the needy ones. Those that are bound, the prisoner, those in distress. Because, dear friends, when they call upon him in such a way as that, it's that God-given faith in exercise, isn't it? There's no help in man, no help in self, I find, yet have assorted well. But why faith one looks unto him, knowing, believing, hoping, a good hope, that the Lord is able. He is able to deliver you. Up able to uphold you, a prayer hearing and answering God. I will deliver thee. I will not fear, he says, what man can do unto me. Why was that? Because there was the truth of the promise of the Lord. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Therefore I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord is on my side. That was the case with Jehoshaphat, wasn't it? When that great army of the came against him, and he knew not what to do. They were far mightier than he. But his eyes were up unto the Lord. That was whence his help came. The Lord did not leave or forsake Jehoshaphat, even though Jehoshaphat had sinned dreadfully in seeking affinity with Ahab, the ungodly, and agreeing to Ahab's ungodly ways. Oh, the mercy of the Lord. Friends, there's no depth to it, is it? It's bound up like his, but it is. When you talk of the mercy of God, you speak of the love of God. The grace of God. The kindness of God. Dear friends, it's ever there. That his people may, through these solemn experiences, know that they are his and he is theirs. That's the purpose, isn't it, so often of our afflictions and trials and troubles. That through them we know the gracious hand of God to supply our need and to deliver us whenever we are beyond our own capabilities and there's no help in man. And when it comes to our sins, oh, we prove we can only add sin unto sin. And in the trials and temptations of life, we fall and we fall and we fall again through unbelief. And yet this mercy, underneath are the everlasting arms. They're merciful arms, aren't they? Kind and gracious, to lift us up, to deliver, to defend, to supply all our need to those that call upon him in truth. Oh, it's then, isn't it, because of this knowledge of a gracious God, true thanks is given unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Well, what about those that compassed him about like bees? Big friends, do you have lots of matters? It may not be a nation, it may not be people, but you may have lots of cares and troubles and tribulations and trials. They surround you like bees. And when bees surround you, they're going to hurt and they're going to sting, aren't they? They're malicious. They're not there to give you sweet honey. They're there to sting and cause you injury. And dear friends, I often look at surrounded like bees as the convictions of sin, our sins. How they surround us, don't they, like bees? How they come and pierce our heart with guilt and our consciences so pricked. We can't do anything about them, can we? We might fight and we might flay and do whatever we can, but there's more of them that we can overcome. We can do nothing about it. But the Lord can. He says, in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. The name of the Lord, the Saviour of sinners, the one who destroys all the power of sin. That's a lovely word, isn't there, in Micah. About prevail not against me, O mine enemy. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause. There's the goodness and mercy of God, isn't it? The Lord Jesus pleading our cause, pleading on our behalf, our sins laid upon him. He pleads our cause. He presents himself as the guilty one who's paid the price for sin, that we be considered in the eyes of God through the travail of the soul of Christ as guiltless. And he execute judgment for me. I put away thy judgments. Thou shalt not see evil any more. Deliverance, from the solemn judgment of eternal damnation. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. His righteousness. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Well, dear friends, these are the things to be considered and thought upon, aren't they? Consider him who endured the cross. Yes, despising the shame, bearing the contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we be weary and faint in our minds. Our times are in his hand. All events are at his command. He knows the way we take. He is able, and he does work all things together for good, to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Oh, what does Psalm 107 say? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The redeemed of the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Dear friends, is that you? You still know the hand of the enemy, don't you? You still can be surrounded by bees, by the enemy, and the assault upon your soul. Satan is a mighty foe. He'll use whatever means he can to try and pull you down from the grace of God. And he goeth about, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. But he may not devour you, no. You're safe in the Lord's hand, under the sacred promises of God, which are yea and amen, in Christ Jesus. None shall ever pluck thee out of my hand. Guilty sinner that you are, unworthy of the least of his mercies that you are, troubled by Satan as you are. But no, his word abideth forever. And that which he hath done forever. That mercy which endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Dear friends, may this be a word to strengthen you tonight. Strengthen you for the pathway of life, the unknown way which is before us, even the pathway you're in at the moment. Oh, this psalmist went on to speak, doesn't he, of the Lord's goodness in his deliverance. Oh, he said concerning the Lord's hand, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The confirming. Through that deliverance, in that time of trouble, that you are yet the Lord's, and you are safe in his gracious hands. The psalmist said about praising the Lord, that he would declare it. He would declare the goodness of God openly. Oh, dear friends, when you know the Lord's blessing, the Lord's good hand upon you, then do declare it openly. That exhortation, call on me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Glorify him in giving praise and thanksgiving. Paul writes this to the Thessalonians, doesn't he? He says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Yes, in those tribulations, in those trials, in those disappointments, in all those great cares. Where is the root of giving thanks? You've a throne of grace to go to. The way has been made through Jesus Christ. There you can obtain mercy. There you can obtain grace to help in the time of your need. There's the outpouring of his precious promises. There his eyes upon you. Dear friends, all things are yours. Ye are Christ's, and Christ is God. Therefore give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endure it forever. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Ramsbottom will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Jabez Rutt on Wednesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 144. Jesus, my all, to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. Hymn 144.
Lord, do pardon and forgive all that thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship this night. But do bless thine own word. O Lord, apply it unto each of our souls. May we know thy great goodness. May we know thy great mercy. Oh, we've sung of it through Jesus' blood. And Lord, in all things then that concern us in this life, oh, there's a refuge. Lord, there's that great goodness of thine which will never fail. Those precious promises which will yet prevail to carry us to our eternal home. Lord, may our pathway in this life be looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. And Lord, now, really as we depart, supply all our need according to our those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, to live unto thee and to know all that mercy and that goodness ever prevailing in our lives. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us now and even forevermore. Amen.